The star-studded Super Bowl halftime show this weekend will feature Dr. Dre, Snoop, Mary J. Blige, Eminem, and, according to some conspiracy theories, a hefty dose of Satanism. Extremism experts and historians say this fear-mongering highlights the connection between QAnon and the satanic panic of 1980s and 90s, especially when it comes to African-American artists and performers. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News line by Brian Levin, director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism and a professor of criminal justice at CSU San Bernardino. Brian, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let me ask you this question. Being of a certain age, I remember that rock and roll was attributed to satanic forces back in the 50s, and then we heard this once again in the 80s, and now we're hearing it again. Is this a cyclical thing, or what's going on?
Yes, but I'm very upset about being a certain age, because I'm that age, too. But, you know, Elvis, there was outcry over his shaking his hips, and it was said to be satanic. Why? Because it was actually taken from black folk music and other types of blues. So there's always been this kind of dog whistle stereotyping, sometimes a bullhorn instead of a dog whistle. But if I could just point out one thing, because you said it was cyclical, so we kind of got the historic thing down and we only got a couple of minutes. Here's what I think is so interesting. How bigotry, and particularly racial bigotry, mutates and changes over time. It becomes more streamed. So the Ku Klux Klan became the White Citizen Council. And we never mentioned in the Constitution the word slavery. And we heard until after the post-Civil War. So what I think is so interesting now is, with the advent of the internet and conflictual politics, there's all this strata of rock. You know, when you're driving in the Bay Area, you see where they dynamited the rock, and you can see all the different times, there's different strata. Well, I think that's what we're seeing here. So in a world where conspiracism flies, even in the non-racist world, it gets intertwined. And the person who's promoting this is someone who's associated with white nationalists and all that. So what I'm saying to you is, last year, just bear with me, actually, 2020, we had an explosion of racial hate crimes. June of 2020 was the worst month for anti-black hate crimes since records were kept nationally starting in 91. And what we saw was a continual stream of anti-black dog whistling. Sometimes it wasn't dog whistling. Blacks, Antifa, socialists are taking over with all these protests, even though vast majority, 96%, were peaceful. But the bottom line is, this ship then took our new passengers. Then blacks stole the election. And then now they're ruining our schools and teaching people un-American stuff. You get where I'm going? So what I'm saying to you is, there's a printed circuit of stereotypes, according to a Cornell professor, and it labels who's appropriate for aggression. And I think this terrible racist tirade, someone's got to stand up and say enough. They're not doing this because it's Satan. They're doing it because they associate blacks with anti-Christian. And we see a whole bunch of movements, subcultural movements, about religious and Christian nationalism and pointing out who the enemies are. Socialists, blacks, the press.
But Brian, who's more religious, who's more Christian-oriented than black people in America?
They're the ones that put their heart and soul into the confidence that we would live up to the aspirations of our private faith, which we are allowed to express without interference, but also the aspirations this country promised, and we're failing on both levels. And it's unfortunate that this kind of astroturfing, which allows other types of stereotypes to come up, it all gets caught up in a tsunami of bigotry, which also includes other people who are vulnerable or in the numerical minority. Real quick, we did a study about hate crimes, and hate crimes are up 40%+ in major U.S. cities. Anti-black was up last year, too. But what we're coming from is a dam burst in 2020 that enabled all that junk to flow into that tributary, that raging river of hate. So this is just another stereotype. Shame on her.
We got 30 seconds left, Brian. What do we do? What do we do about this?
Great question. First of all, we talk about it. Another thing, I think we have to distinguish between people who say things that may be controversial, but unintentionally so. So someone like Whoopi Goldberg, this is an educational opportunity to talk before a national audience. Even Supreme Court justices said, even a dog knows the difference between being stumbled upon and being kicked. And I think we have to forgive people and get into meaningful dialogue. Certainly, hardened bigots, that's a whole other story. But I think we have to have greater discussions and be empathetic of others. And influencers like mayors, like political candidates, athletes should do their best to be leaders in bringing us together.
All right. Brian Levin, thank you so much for sharing your time with us. He's a professor of criminal justice at CSU San Bernardino and a director of the Center for Study of Hate and Extremism.